You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? During the presidential debate, it's kind of a little ritual for us to get some yummy takeout and to sit and watch the debate. Well, yesterday we got some Greek food, and I wanted to avoid hummus, even though I know hummus is a Greek, it's a Middle Eastern, but still, most Greek restaurants do some phenomenal hummus. I wanted to avoid that because I want to get a tummy ache or diarrhea, because I usually get that, so I ordered some baba ghanoush. And unfortunately, with the baba ghanoush, I am starting to kind of feel some abdominal cramps. So I just want to warn you, if for some reason after the break the music plays a little longer, I'm just in the potty, all right? And then as soon as I get back. But I just got to warn you guys, because I really don't like to run out of the show. But I got to tell you, whoo, it's hitting me. All right, before we quickly talk about the debate, let me just say what we're going to be talking about later today. Apparently in Europe, some Danish researchers are saying that the general checkup, you know, going to a doctor for a checkup, really doesn't offer any benefit. All right, all we need is America to adopt this one, and you just lost your physicals. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how a daily multivitamin appears to lower cancer in men. Now, usually my women take their multivitamins. A lot of men aren't as good with taking their multivitamins. Maybe we'll have to change your mind, ladies, all right? More news on the ID cards in L.A. For some reason, we're seeing more support for these, about these ID cards and library cards for illegal immigrants. I don't even know why this is an issue, but it is. We also have some issues with cranberry juice, and does it really help you when you have a bladder infection? And then why women are breaking up with their men because of the recession. So you can see we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls, questions. Many of you, boy, you flooded the phones yesterday and left messages on how you felt about illegal immigration and the debate and presidency and stuff. I know I want to get to a lot of medical news, but we'll try to get to some of those as we can. So you can see, very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Last night, the debate, I thought it was an absolute joke. And, in fact, that's what everybody was doing on Facebook and Twitter. They were joking about it. You know, if you fast forward or rewind, you will exhaustively see the up and down, running around, dancing, circulating between Obama and Romney, just physically with their bodies, up, down, walking, running in each other's faces. It was almost like, you know, they saw the debate in which Bill Clinton, remember Bill Clinton had made a earth-shattering move in the middle of his debate with President Bush, where he decided to actually stand up and start walking towards the interviewee, the person in the town hall meeting that asked a question. Well, these guys, I'm surprised. Jane Fonda couldn't have done this workout. They were up and moving and going to the, I guess he had that little Epstein kid, little Epstein kid who I guess wanted to go to college. First question out the door, everybody's going right up to his face. I almost thought I saw him back up a little bit going, look guys, come on, you don't have to, you know, get right to my face. Just answer your question from where you are. And it was just to me so pre-choreographed. And there was some fighting and some banter. And, you know, remember I discussed this earlier this week. It's a show. This was a show. Yes, I liked what Romney had to say. I thought Obama did a better job. But when is it allowed for the moderator to start to correct one of the candidates? Candy Crowley was moderating this. And she all of a sudden starts to interrupt Mitt Romney, saying, no, when Obama was in the Rose Garden, apparently Obama was standing in the Rose Garden the day after the Benghazi attacks. I don't know what he was standing in the Rose Garden for. Was he watering the plants? Did he have a full bladder? I don't know. But apparently President Obama said he was actually physically standing right there in the Rose Garden when, you know, he made his first response to the Benghazi attack. Romney corrected him on it. Candy Crowley corrected Romney. When is the presidential candidate supposed to debate the moderator? You know, this whole tag team thing I thought was a bunch of baloney and shouldn't have even existed. And then I guess Candy Crowley hours later had to say, you know, Romney was right. Candy Crowley did have to backtrack and say, no, he was right. And, of course, Candy Crowley works for CNN. Not sure why she's named Candy. I mean, I've seen a lot of her journalistic work. I mean, she's a good journalist. I just, I could not get off with a name like Candy. I mean, people are expecting, you know, a beautiful blonde bombshell. I couldn't do it. Not sure how she's able to pull it off. But anyway, so I just was really upset that she was sitting here, you know, tag-teaming Obama against Romney. Didn't make any sense to me. And it was a show. Now, I'm not saying both of these guys prior said, you know, let's put on a good fight, you know, like some of these fights that are fixed. I just think, you know, they were, you know, coached and said, you stand up, you use your hands, you do this. And it just, it looked like, you know, everything was all pre-planned. I thought the idea that people in the audience were undecided was a crock. You could see hatred, you know, by some of these people staring at Romney when he was answering. But the biggest problem I had with yesterday's debate was the cameraman and the groin shots in the background. There was at one point when Mitt Romney, I believe, was talking. I don't even know if it was Mitt Romney. I was so distracted by the person's crotch, where there was a guy whose fingers were wiggling while they were, I guess, in front of his groin. And that was the center of the screen. Romney was not in the center of the screen. He was off to the side of the shot. And the center of the screen was this gentleman with his fingers wiggling. Go back through the footage. I was so distracted by these groin shots, and I almost wondered, did the cameraman do that on purpose? Did he want you to look at other people's groins so you wouldn't be listening to Mitt Romney when he spoke? President Obama, as one person noticed on Facebook, very well centered in the view. Mitt Romney, you're seeing other people's, you know, crotches, and I just found that extremely distracting and unfair. You know, if I wanted that, I'd go to a urology conference, not a presidential debate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALLY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And big thanks to your emails on my tummy. Yeah, my tummy and my bowel. Oh, by the way, we had a great pub quiz yesterday. I think it played during the second hour. Don't forget to listen to our old archives. I want to make sure you guys are passing the test. I can't give a test to every period, okay? All right. Some of you, you know, get out of the pop quiz. Some of you don't. That doesn't mean I don't want you knowing the information, because there is going to be a big final. Okay. Midterms are coming up, and then we're going to have a big final. Those of you that fail aren't allowed to listen to my show. So make sure you study up on that. If you need to get a hold of my archives, you could always do so on my website. I mean it. I don't talk for nothing. Right? I'm not here. Okay. I'm not here in a studio by myself talking to the walls, right? Just for my own enjoyment. I'm supposed to be teaching y'all something. And if you're not passing the test, that means I'm not teaching and I'm going to have union issues to deal with. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If you need to listen to old archives and prepare for the test, you could go to my website. You could link to podcast archives. Of course, the Dr. Dahlia app will help you do that on the go. Need to do a lot of study. I got to tell you, I really think this show prevents dementia because I really put the stress in you to pass your tests. One of you asked when the next debate is. over the break. I know it's next week. I just don't know the date. I'm so sorry. I'll look that up on my break. I mean, honestly, I think I kind of don't care anymore. You know, it just seems so fake to me, and we're really not learning anything. It's just kind of a show. By the way, guys, in yesterday's debate, remember nobody was supposed to clap and applaud, right? And then all of a sudden, President Obama said something, and you heard a burst of applause. And on CNN this morning, she was asking one of the people in the audience who clapped, who applauded when President Obama was talking about, I believe, his foreign policy. And she goes, that was his wife, Michelle. And you saw the disappointment in the CNN anchor going, oh, no. Now the conservative blogosphere is going to be talking about that one. Yes. Yes, they are. So, yeah, you can't have your wife sit there and be your cheerleader. Go, Obama, go, Obama. You can't do that during one of these town hall debates. You can't have the moderator fight with your opponent and not, get any flack for having such a set-up debate. It, to me, was a waste of time. Don says the next debate is October 22nd. Oh, good. That's when my next cycle starts. Okay, good. Yeah, Don, put that in the calendar. You need to tell me when to go shopping for some Kotex. All right, so we're... Gotta tell you, it's more exciting going shopping for that than watching these debates. All right, I gotta tell you, though, I really gotta hand you guys. You guys are funny. I read your tweets. I read your Facebook posts in the middle of these debates. You guys are funny. I mean, you know, I have to admit, I didn't like the debate. But I probably had a wonderful time last night going back and forth with you all, tweeting and Facebooking. That was a lot of fun. So I guess October 22nd, let's make a date of it. We'll have some of that. I know politics is no joke, but, you know, once you see the setup. Now, from what I understand, Mike Gallagher from Salem, who's a conservative talk show host, is going to be the moderator. I know, finally. First of all, I don't think we should have anybody one side or the other. Why can't we find somebody neutral? Well, I guess the reason why is, you know, when they say someone's neutral, like from PBS, well, they're from PBS. So, I mean, how neutral is that? Right? You know, how neutral is the Supreme Court? How neutral are your federal judges? So I guess nobody's neutral. So it'll be interesting. And I don't think Mike Gallagher is actually going to interrupt and take the side of Romney and make Obama debate him. Although he has that capacity to. This guy is pretty gifted. I mean, that would be a fun debate. But I think he's actually going to be more fair. I'm just surprised that baloney happened and was allowed to happen. And honestly, no wives clapping and cheering, trying to get the audience riled up in a debate when you're not supposed to clap. That was complete baloney as well. Salami, pastrami, corned beef, etc. Okay, speaking of yummy meats, cholesterol is falling in adults. It looks like doctors and patients are finally doing something right. I know, yay! Michelle Obama, clap for that one. And yeah, I think the Dr. Dahlia show helps. I do. Findings published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Don't all run out to buy this one. It's a good read, but I don't want you, you know, smashing down the magazine stands for this one. Apparently they found that we have had a decline of 10 points in average total cholesterol from 206 down to 196. Yay! I knew my show helped. I knew my show would do some good. They also said triglycerides linked to heart disease had originally risen and then they dropped. Why did triglycerides rise from 1994 to 2002? Why? No, this isn't a pop quiz. I'm just asking you guys a question. Triglycerides, actually the fats in the blood were found to rise between 1994 to 2002, but then they dropped to 110. Why do you think that happened? They were about 123, dropped down. I think Atkins. Remember that was the big thing where you eat fats? You cut your carbs and you eat fats. I think that could be part of it. Mm-hmm. All right. So, they think maybe it's the statins. Maybe they think we're being more cognizant of what we're eating and we're being more picky of what we're eating. And they think that medical talk radio such as the Dr. Dahlia show helps. All right. So that's been pretty exciting. Now, what does this mean for us as patients? Doesn't mean the labs are going to start lowering the values so we still look high. You know, the labs keep lowering the values because you know how laboratories come up with their normal values, right? Do you guys know how this happens? Good. Tell me. No. What they do is every year they look at the mean and the average, and then you see the outliers and the standard deviations. And then what they do is they take the range and they move it to where the mean is. So that's why every year, a lot of times you'll notice some of these numbers change by a tenth of a point or a hundredth of a point, because many of these labs at the end of the year or their year will look at where people lie. And lab values change all the time. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, Steve from Tennessee. Here's my question. Just went to the doctor to get a physical to qualify for different health insurance, and my cholesterol was 271 overall. I think my LDL, I believe, was 33, but my triglycerides were 541.
Ooh.
They want to put me on Tricor, and I really hate to take any drugs, but wanted to find out if you know what the facts are on Tricor as far as, does it really do any good?
You know, you, thanks for your message. You know, there's been a lot of questions. Do you guys remember about a year or two ago when there was a study saying these fibrate medications don't really help lower heart disease? That scared the heck out of many of you, because many of you were taking the fenofibrate medications to lower triglycerides. We've talked about the difference between cholesterol and triglycerides. Triglycerides are your fat. Cholesterol is a sub, not is your, but triglycerides are fats that you get from your food. Your cholesterol is, you can get it from food, but you also produce it. A cholesterol is used for a variety of things that you actually need for bodily functions. It's just sometimes we let it get too high. What's interesting about these studies that have been out are the statin medications, like your Lipitor, your Crestor, your Pravacol, Zocor, Pravastatin, Simvastatin. I'm interchanging your brand names and your generic names. These medications have been shown to decrease heart disease. And even in my own practice, knock on wood, never had a person drop dead of a heart attack who was taking these medications religiously, keeping their cholesterol in good shape. So as far as I'm concerned, I am a huge fan of the statins. However, last year, there was a study. I'm trying to, you know, think of where this was done. Actually, two of them, I believe, that talked about the triglyceride-lowering medication and how they really didn't find it to lower heart disease. Now, there is nobody in their right mind who would let you walk around with the triglyceride in the 500s. Okay? Now, why would I say that despite there being two studies saying that, you know, these fibrate medications and lowering the triglycerides may not prevent heart disease? Number one, are these studies always seem to contradict each other. Right? Remember back in the late 1990s? All right, well, you need to take hormone replacement therapy to protect your heart. You needed the estrogen to protect the heart. Then a Women's Health Initiative came out saying, no, it hurts the heart. Right? Then we just had a study last week saying, oh, it helps the heart again. I can't put your life on the line based on these cockamamie studies that seem to contradict each other. Now, I know many of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're supposed to live by these studies. I know. Oh, really? Are we on break already? Crap. Okay, I gotta finish this. Crap. Okay, I wanna finish this point I wanna make, especially since you guys are yelling at me about the studies. But these studies seem to contradict each other, and we don't know which way to go. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. and it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget a little bit later today when you're on your Twitter or Facebook to find us. Find Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. Pretty easy to do. Nobody really has messy hair like I do. You'll find me fairly quickly. And the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Definitely find us and look that up. You guys are still arguing about the debate on Facebook as we speak. You're still doing it. Okay, debate's been over for hours. But I love reading what you guys are putting. But dang, I got to actually set aside some time. I may have to cancel patience just to sit here and, you know, read everything you guys are writing. We were discussing triglycerides and cholesterol, and how somebody had called and asked about, does Tricor really help? Okay, and he had left another message regarding, you know, have these medicines been proven to fight heart disease? And a couple studies have come out last year that the phenofibrates, which are different from the statins, actually were found. There are only 2 studies, from what I understand. It's not really work. and not do much for heart disease. However, this gentleman, he's running around in the I wrote it down when I was listening, 551, his triglycerides. Normal triglycerides, by the way, are 150. So being 400 points too high makes me a little nervous. So I was trying to explain why, even though we had two studies come out saying lowering triglycerides may not be as much of a concern, or we may not find much success of preventing heart disease. Here's my problem with studies, which I had discussed. They seem to contradict each other all the time, and I don't think a doctor or a patient should treat their clients based on some of these studies, which could have faults to them, or these studies may hold some merit. But remember, you're talking about a life, a human life. You know, in a little bit, we're going to be talking about the study that Danish researchers came up with regarding general health checkups, saying checkups offer no benefit, quote unquote, offer no benefit. I mean, these are the studies that are coming out. I can't tell you how many skin cancers I found, or breast lumps, or pre-cervical cancer, or blood in the stool, based on my checkups. And foreign bodies, but that's a whole other story for another segment. And now we have a study saying, nah, no need to do. Really? So we need to be really careful with some of these studies. Now, have I had people drop dead of heart attacks with high triglycerides? Yes, I have. Okay. Have people on these triglyceride medicines not had heart attacks? Yes. I mean, when we get people in control, I have been very fortunate to not have, and my patient population has been fairly huge. All right. I don't know how many years I've had my practice for 12 years, but I've been practicing medicine and training and in the ER, when I did ER in Arizona for a while. And luckily, your people on good control didn't have the heart attack. So I would not let one of my patients run around in the 500s. But see, keep in mind, this gentleman from Tennessee, I couldn't hear his name. By the way, I love your accent. You know, you bring up a point that a lot of us do. I don't want to take a medicine. I don't like taking pills. As a doctor, I don't have a problem with you saying that. A lot of people in medicine don't like that because it means you're not going to be compliant. It means, you know, you're going to be kind of on the defensive, and we now as doctors have to convince you to take a pill. I understand. I may not agree with you, but I understand why you're saying that, because there's a very weird feeling we get when we put something foreign in our bodies. So stop giggling. Come on, grow up. We're talking about vitamins, okay? It just doesn't, you know, you try to stick a vitamin in your cat or dog, they fight it, okay? We animals don't like to pop pills, okay? Now, some of us, once we discover Xanax or Lortab, may think differently, but for the most part, I mean, I got a little nervous with birth control. I'm like, do I really want to mess up a system God gave me? I was a little nervous about that, especially when you know that birth control pills could cause clots, etc. You know, for every yin, there's a yang. You know, for everything that's positive, there could always be a negative. And so it will make people nervous. So when I have a person say, Dahlia, I don't like taking medicines, it gives me the heebie-jeebies, I don't blame you. Even swallowing a pill feels weird to me. However, something's not normal with you. If you have triglycerides in the 500s, or I've seen people in the 1000s or 2000s, nature or God gave you a hand of cards that isn't as ideal, okay? And I don't want you to bluff your way through life. Ooh, this analogy is getting good. Let me work with this here. Let me see what I can do, okay? I'm from Vegas. I should know how to do this. I don't want you to bluff your way through life when eventually you're going to fold. I want you getting a full house. Ooh, that was good. I just made that up. I thought that was pretty good. Man, I know. I got to put it in my book. Okay, boy, that was good. Okay, where was I? What was I talking about? I was talking about triglycerides. Who cares? Okay, anyway, so if you're given... If you're given, you know, a body where you have, I mean, you can't metabolize your triglycerides, you hold on to them, your blood is going to be a little on the orange side. Red and yellow, and fats are yellow, right? Make orange. And I see it. When you get your blood drawn, we could see it before we even spin it down. How is that not hurting you? So when these studies come out saying, well, we may not have to treat the triglycerides that much. Now, and another thing people forget, when I talk about kidneys, and I talk about kidneys a lot on the show, what do I tell you you need to do to help preserve your kidneys? Number one, I say is to avoid the anti-inflammatories over the counter, like your Motrin, Aleve, Naprosyn, etc., right? I tell you to do that. Okay, if you don't agree with me, it's because you're not paying attention to the show and you better start paying attention. Number two is I tell you to keep your blood pressure in good control. Number three, I tell you to keep your blood sugar in good control. And number four, what do I tell you? I tell you to keep your cholesterol and triglycerides in good control. High triglycerides and high cholesterol can hurt the kidneys. High triglycerides can hurt your pancreas. High triglycerides and cholesterol can hurt your liver. So even if there's some study out there going, well, lowering your triglycerides might not really save you from heart disease, there's so much other stuff that these triglycerides can do to you that I just wouldn't take the chance. Now, have I seen people that have totally blown me away in terms of surviving when other people haven't? Yes. You know, we have family members where their cholesterol and triglycerides are multiple hundreds. And thank God for them, they're still alive, and we don't know how they're still alive, but good for them, that's great. And hopefully they decide to work with their doctor and quit being stubborn taking a pill. Yet my father, whose cholesterol was only 220, and remember normal is about 200, dropped instead of a heart attack. The other reason why none of us doctors can blanketly say, don't worry about taking the medication, is because there's no rhyme or reason who dies and who doesn't. We doctors think we could predict who's going to die and who isn't. But I've seen people with normal cholesterol have heart attacks. I've seen people with super high cholesterol live. And I don't get it. You know, and I want everyone to live. But sometimes we're scratching our heads. Remember that saying, that old European saying, Yiddish saying, man dings and God lengths? Man, doctor may think they've got this all figured out and God's up there laughing. Or nature's laughing. So I can't tell you to walk around with those triglycerides of 551. And by the way, unfortunately, you have a triple whammy. High cholesterol, low HDL, high triglycerides, it's a triple whammy. I'm a little nervous. I know you don't like taking medications, but I haven't, with these phenofibrates, seen that many issues. And by the way, I really like Lopid. I think Lopid lowers those triglycerides at your degree a little bit better than the Tricor. I'm sorry, people who work for Tricor, and if the pharmaceutical company is mad that I said that, but a lot of times I go for Lopid. The advantage to Tricor is it's a once a day as opposed to Lopid being twice a day. Now, for those of you that need this information a little bit more bulleted and spelled out, you could always email me at drdahlia.com. Go to my website. And we'll email it. Okay, so when we get back, why are general checkups worthless? And is Obamacare going to jump on this one? And more on immigration. Don't go away. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to start making your plans for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. It is booking up pretty quickly, and these are things that you don't want to try to do at the last minute, because then you won't be able to go with us. And our cruise line have given us a block of rooms, which they can't wait to take back whatever hasn't been used in the spring, so they get to charge higher because we locked in a rate. Don't forget to go to our website and check it out. I know many of you have written saying, Dahlia, I'll know by Easter. I can't predict what we'll have by Easter. So, although I really love Peeps, I have such a bad tummy right now. That's a medical term. I got a bad tummy. Got tummy ache. Well, it's better than saying I got irritable bowel, okay? Tummy ache is fine. Yes, I like my peeps. Okay. General health checkups offer no benefit. Really? The Danish researchers that carried out the latest review involved 180,000 patients. They say doctors should stop offering such checkups. Obamacare is salivating with this study. Apparently, they said these checkups did not reduce deaths overall or deaths from cancer or heart disease. Now, this is being reported by BBC News. Of course, BBC, based out of England, they say in England, people aged 40 to 74 are offered a free health check. This was launched in 2009 to spot conditions such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes by looking for silent risk factors such as high blood pressure and cholesterol. They thought it could save 650 lives a year, but the latest findings suggest that routine checks are a waste of time. First the mammograms, then the pap smears, then the PSAs, and remember, what happens in Britain doesn't stay in Britain. It comes to America. Trust me, the U.S. is going to want to adopt this puppy here. We're not saying doctors should stop carrying out tests or offering treatment, but general health checks is unlikely to be beneficial. I'm going to pose this question to you, and even if we aren't live in your area, please call in and at least leave it on the answer line. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Was there a condition you were thankfully diagnosed with when you went for a routine checkup? You know, you had no idea you had anything wrong. You went for your routine checkup. Something was found, and you were very grateful it was found. Okay? Do you agree with this, or do you not? I mean, do you think health checkups are a waste of time? You don't like missing work. You can't stand the finger wave. You can't stand taking off your clothes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And now, many studies have come out in the past talking about multivitamins. Well, multivitamins are a waste of time. And remember last year they said multivitamins in older women could increase death? Well, today Reuters is reporting actually a daily multivitamin in men can actually ward off cancer. They said it could reduce cancer. They don't really specify which kind, but it could reduce cancer by at least 8%. Now, these findings, of course, were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association and were presented at the meeting of the American Association of Cancer Research in Anaheim, California. Isn't that a mind blow? You get invited to go to Anaheim and, you know, you have to go to a meeting instead of Disneyland. Oh, that movie. Well, you know what happened. You know what these guys do. They let the families go off to Disneyland and they're sitting there in these meetings. The American Association for Cancer Research, meanwhile, going, I could be at Disneyland right now. All right, so anyway, since half of U.S. adults take at least one dietary supplement, the idea that a multivitamin can lower cancer is pretty exciting. Now, how? We don't know. They just found a reduction in overall cancer. Now, remember, a few years back, there was a study looking at vitamin E and selenium to reduce prostate cancer, and they actually found men had an increased chance of prostate cancer, so they had to stop the test. So, again, this is one study. I'm a fan of multivitamins. I think multivitamins are great since many of us eat like crap and we don't, get all the 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables we're supposed to get a day. I don't know what this means for women, but, you know, we want our men healthy, so we should still rejoice in this study. But, well, what about me? But, again, it's one study. You know, for those of us that don't like to take pills, I like the Flintstones or the Gummy Vites. That's how I take. I don't like swallowing pills. I like to chew something sweet. Stop it. I like to chew like the multivitamins and the gummy vites, etc. Those are pretty good. Okay, so many of you have left comments about what's been going on in Los Angeles. And unfortunately, we can't play them all, but just to kind of recap, LA Times today is reporting, because this is an ongoing story, that the idea of giving photo identification cards that they could use for banking, direct deposit while illegally working here, library cards, use city services, has actually been welcomed by many people in LA. winning wide support. And we find out that today the Los Angeles City Council Committee approved the concept. So now they apparently they say it is a practical way to incorporate into civic life the area's large undocumented population. We're just making it so easy for our illegal immigrants to be here. It's so attractive. I mean, we are dissuading having undocumented immigrants, you know, working and taking our jobs and competing with us. We're making it easy for them. Let them get direct deposits. Let them use our civic services. Do they pay taxes? No. But we're paying taxes and we're helping them integrate. I didn't realize we were so rich. I didn't realize that we had so much extra in taxpaying dollars that we could do this. I'd love to be a country where we could. You know, anybody that feels oppressed, please come here. We'll take care of you. I want to be a country such as that. But the practical matter is we ain't right now. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, my name is Shannon. I think what we're coming to is that there will be no such thing as the word illegal in front of the word immigrant.
Yeah.
They're taking away, you know, all of our rights to say that anything that they're doing is illegal. They're going to be allowed to vote. So with them taking the medical care and everything else, why call them illegal anymore?
No, good point. You know what? I had brought that up a few months ago. I go, there's really no point in distinguishing them as illegal because if we're not going to deport, we're going to have a don't ask, don't tell policy with them. We're letting them vote. They're having, like you said, access to our health care. I brought that up a while back saying, why do we even have the distinction of illegal? Illegal denotes they're doing something wrong and the authorities are going to fix the problem. And ICE and our Department of Homeland Security has kind of taken a out-to-lunch type of approach. So I, you know, maybe that's what America wants. I mean, look at Los Angeles. And I'm not saying Los Angeles represents the whole country by any means. Thank heavens. You know, I've lived in Los Angeles. I was born there, went to school there. But, I mean, if this is getting wide support, if this is what the country wants, where stop calling them illegal immigrants, give them all these services without them having to pay taxes, then fine. Let's all agree and move forward. But if most of the country is saying, whoa, 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 this isn't fair, then let's make it fair, okay? Don't make us U.S. citizens pay taxes, all right? Then I mean, if the illegals don't have to pay taxes, why should we, right? Why should we have to file a tax return? Why? Or let's just, you know, save money on the Homeland Security on ICE. I mean, if we're not going to deport, where are our taxpaying dollars going for that? And then let's just get rid of the whole, you know, denotation of illegals and then illegal. Why have a pathway for people to become legal citizens if they could easily become illegal and get their library card? It doesn't make sense to me. Good point. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.